Thank you once again for joining us on the news at this hour. My name is Ema Dem. Now, the news in detail. We begin the news this hour with calls by the management of the National Museum Uyo advocating for inclusion of history studies in primary and secondary schools curriculum, as well as collaboration to develop the museum. Recall that Nigerian history study was removed from the Nigerian schools curriculum in 2009, blaming the removal on students' apathy towards the subject, led to no job opportunity for history graduates and scarcity of teachers for the subject. Following agitation from Nigerians, the policy was jettisoned and government redirected that history should be taught as a standalone subject, a policy which was implemented in November 2022. Speaking on Inspiration FM's talk radio, the Uyo National Museum curator, Okokun Bongobasi, said the removal of history from school's curriculum has distorted the understanding of Nigerian history. Mr. Bongobasi, who was speaking on the impact of the museum on national development, added that Akwa Ibom has rich cultural heritage, but complains about inadequate attention given to museums in the state.
We allow other people to tell our story, and they cannot tell your story in your favor. You know, when history was removed, definitely there's a distortion there. Somebody will try to fill in that distortion, and sometimes you don't get the right narrative. I came into Akwa Ibom and I was shocked. There's a rich retinue of history that is hidden from the rest of the world here in Akwa Ibom. And I've been in Jos most of my life. I hear about Mary Slessor, they tell me Calabar. I hear about the Aba Women's Riot, they tell me Aba. I hear about slave embarkation points, and I'm told Badagry. Now, I've been to Badagry, you know, but when I came in here, I discovered that Mary Slessor was actually buried in Akwa Ibom State. I was shocked when I came here and I learned that the Aba Women's Riot started from Akwa Ibom State. I was shocked.
Another guest on the program, Mr. Nsika Nya, who is the Assistant Chief Conservator, noted that the standardization nature of the National Museum Uyo and also appealed for government support and collaboration to attract visibility. Mr. Nsika said the museum is equipped with sufficient resources, but unfortunately, despite the rich cultural heritage, only one monument is undergoing enlisting at the moment.
It might interest you to know that even as rich as we are, it is only one monument in the whole of Akwa Ibom State that is going through the process of enlistment, and that is Oshun-Oshogbo Groove. But we have monuments littered all across the bounds of Akwa Ibom State. And we have made case that let Akwa Ibom State be interested. We have made a case. Let most of these sites, we are ready. The museum is ready to work on it. All we need is just the support of the state government. We are professionals there. We have the ethnographers. We have the conservators. We have the archaeologists. We have the heritage officers. What we need is the funding.
Mr. Bongobasi also revealed the museum, which they call Museum of National Unity, is not in opposition to the people's religion, as wrongly conceived, but helps to preserve the cultural and religious heritage of the people. The guest appealed to the state government, private sectors, and other well-meaning individuals to partner with the National Museum, Uyo.